3 John, verse number 1, it says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither doeth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, and he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I have many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet their friends by name." So we have a letter from John to Gaius. We're going to be looking at Gaius, Diotrephes, and Demetrius this afternoon. I found it to be a very good lesson just because of the fact that I've met some Diotrephes in my time. The military was full of them. There was always somebody that was the top dog, and it necessarily didn't have anything to do with the rank that was on them. So we're going to look at this book and kind of break it down a little bit. I'm going to start there at the beginning in verses number 1. It says, "The elder unto the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." That sounds like a loving person, doesn't it? I mean, what is Brother Pat saying? He'd get up there and he'll be speaking and say, now beloved, listen, you know, I always got a laugh out of that, but he's right. Do we treat our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ with love? Now this love is, anyway, this love is something that we should show one another. And this love that he's talking about, this kindly affectionate towards one another with brotherly love, this affectionate is what, you look at the Greek of this, and this is affectionate of your kinfolk. I mean, those kinfolk that you like anyway, you know, the ones that you care about as a parent towards their child. Now I ask you this evening, do we treat each other that way? You know, I have a, you know, I come across hard times every once in a while, and you know, to explain to you the love that the brethren showed me, I couldn't get the lug bolt or the lug nut off of a Dodge one time. So I called somebody in the church. I said, "Do you know how to do this?" He's like, "Oh yeah, sure, take a cutting torch to it and he'll come right off." But they helped me. He said, I'll be right over. I was like, "Well, you don't have to do that. I'm sure I can find a cut." He goes, "No." 20 minutes later, they were there. And we didn't have to cut the lug bolt.
the nut off. We got the tire off. Thank you, Pop. I appreciate that.
Romans 12:9 says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one towards another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. You know, I guess that what I got from that verse is that, you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ, they should be the first ones that I turn to for help. Because more than likely, they're going to be the ones that say, yes, I can come help you. You know, there's, I've had to rely on others, you know, and it usually turns out, well, I did this for you. Can you come do this for me? Kind of one of them old school cowboy and neighboring jobs. You know, call your neighbor up to help you work cattle and everything, and he calls you up to fix his corral and to mend it, and then you get to work the cattle. One of them type of things, but lean on one another, because they're the ones that are going to understand. They're going to be the ones that are willing to help. Verses 3 and 4 says, I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth as in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. When you've heard of the children, there's a lot of different opinions on that. I lean towards the fact that John was probably the one that taught Gaius the gospel and the one that led him to Christ, and he's glad to know of his good report. You know, I was it was not disturbing, but Travis had an eye doctor appointment in Lubbock. And so we went to Lubbock, and I think Marlon Cole was holding the meeting. And so we went in and went to church with them, and I walked in the door and I introduced myself and my family and everybody. And they said, oh, you go to church with Chase now. I was like, yeah. And until church started, it was Jace this and Jace that. Jace is such a wonderful speaker. He's so kind. He's just I was like, yeah, Jace, you know. I get it. You like Jace. That's great. He has a good report. I went up to Gaiman. Brandon was at a stock show. I think he was at a stock show, maybe somewhere else. I went up to Gaiman to speak for him. I walk in the door and he's like, where's Brandon? I was like, hi, nice to see you too. He's like, well, we miss seeing Brandon. We don't get to see him as much, and Carrie and little Landry. Oh, he's so precious. And I was like, good, great, great. Glad I'm here. Good to see you too. Our brothers and sisters in Christ have a good report. You know, Sean told me, he goes, anytime I go somewhere, they're like, why didn't Daphne come with you? Well, she's got to work. You know, and that's the type of Christian attitude, or not attitude, that's the wrong word, name that we need to have. And to be honest with you, you're not going to get that name unless you do kind works towards others. That's just all there is to it. And we should be happy to help those who are in need. And, they greatly, admired Gaius for what he did for them. Next, verse number 5-7 says, beloved, thou doest faithful whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. You know, I don't mind helping anybody out that's in this building. Those strangers, though, the strangers. You want to tell you something about the strangers. Whenever you help a stranger out, I guarantee you there's somebody else that's watching you, and they see that. Brother Britt Doty made a comment, I don't know how long ago it's been, and I hope I don't take these words out of context that you said, but he said, sometimes you gotta get in people's lives and deal with the worldly things before you can bring them to the spiritual things. Is that the gist of it? I think that was hopefully the gist of it. You know, when it comes to those strangers, are we gonna get them to Christ by beating them over the head with the Bible, or are we gonna get them there by taking care of those needs that they have? Yeah, they need some extra money to pay bills. They need some clothes on their back. They need some food. You know, we help them with the worldly things, then they're more apt to listen to us when it comes to the spiritual things. He said, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do us well. Thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake thou went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. So these men, these Christians, came unto Gaius. They were, I guess, visiting the church there, and they stayed with Gaius. Not only did he take care of them then, give them some place to stay, but whenever they departed, he helped them depart. They didn't have to ask anything of anybody else. He gave them what they needed so they could go on their journey. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 4, he says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from this goat. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? Or when saw thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. What are you striving for today? You want to be a sheep or a goat? Do we stand on the right or the left? Third John 1:8 says, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wonder how much evangeling Brother Jimmy and Sean can do if we don't help them, or any of the other evangelists that we have in the church. I can tell you for a fact what it takes to feed a family of four and to make a vehicle payment and all the other payments that go along with it, to raise two children. It's not cheap. These men are doing the work of the Lord, and we need to be fellow helpers. And I commend you all for what you all have done and the support of the evangelists that you do. It's a great work. Thank you for that. Now we're getting to the bad guy in the story. And I hope none of you can relate to this story, but some of you might be able to. Third John began there in verse 9 going through 11. It says, I wrote unto the church that Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. This man was a top dog. He liked to be first. Isn't that right? We all like to be on top. It's the greatest place to be. You get to look down on everybody else. Good thing about the top dogs is everybody else that's under them gets to watch them fall. Because eventually they do fall. And it's kind of hilarious every once in a while. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. You speak evil of your brethren? I picture this guy kind of trying to rule the roost, as you would say. These evangelists come in. He said, now listen, this is my territory. I'm in control here. Y'all go on. And he badmouths them to everybody else in the church. Neither doeth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and cast them out of the church. So not only is he bad-mouthing an evangelist, but everybody else in the church is trying to help him. He's kicking them out of the church. It's a bad situation, isn't it? I mean, you want to
look at your elders and deacons and say, here's a bombshell right here. That's what that is. That right there is a bombshell. That thing's going to go off and it's going to blow and it's not going to be pretty. So, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. John's calling him out on it. I just picture John being about 6'3", weighing about 300 something odd pounds, coming into the church and say, what'd you say? You know, just big and bad as he can be. That would be awful. I hope he has a lot of Christian in him and a lot of faith and an odd man prone towards anger and wrath. Matthew 10:40 says, he that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Romans 16:17-18 says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. What do you think that mark means? That means you call them out on it. You're not being kind. That's a simple way of putting it. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. That's what this guy was doing. He was turning the church against Christ, against evangelists, against Christian disciples. But we end on a good note. Demetrius. I'm under the impression that this Demetrius is the one that delivered the letter to Gaius. I don't know that for a fact. Y'all might, that's just my opinion on the matter. But I think John sent somebody of good report to help Gaius out. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. I have many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. I hope that we all can be willing to be this Demetrius. Be of good report. To where the leadership of the church will say, hey, I need you to go here and speak on our behalf and help these people out. I need you to go here, 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 and here. I think other than Gaius, this Demetrius, the truth itself speaks of him. You know he's of good report. You can tell by his actions, by the way he looks, by the way he handles himself. This man is of good report. And the one that can help you. It was good to study this, to see some of these problems that they had to face from the very beginning. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. I see a story about somebody who does great things for the church, who's taking care of them and the evangelist and helping where he needs to help in his labor in the kingdom. Yeah, he might not be the guy that's going out preaching the gospel, but in a way he's going out preaching the gospel. Somebody has to take care of them. Somebody's got to house them. Somebody's got to clothe them. I see another man that's taken advantage of a situation. I see somebody that needs to be rebuked. Not necessarily thrown out of the church by any means. That's the last thing you want to do. But somebody who needs to be taught the truth and be corrected with gentleness and meekness. Notice it said with all long suffering. And I see another person that's there, that has a good report, and they're there to help
in any way they possibly can.